HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, 6 months into the Gaza war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no ceasefire until Hamas agrees to release all of its hostages. The forecast for tomorrow's total eclipse appears to be less than ideal for parts of the Northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Buffalo is really iffy. Rochester, New York, an area that I was looking at going to, looks iffy as well. There's going to be some mid and upper level cloudiness.
You can excuse Connecticut basketball fans if they seem a little bit delirious this morning.
UConn can see history. One win away from a repeat national championship.
Westwood One's Kevin Kugler with a call. The Huskies take on Purdue tomorrow night. South Carolina and Iowa play for the women's championship this afternoon in Cleveland. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Conservationists are split on President Biden's efforts to strengthen the Endangered Species Act. Mike Mohn explains.
Environmental and conservation groups voiced strong opposition to the 2019 changes carried out by the Trump administration, arguing they gutted core elements of the longstanding law. Last week, Biden staff announced it's reinstating blanket protections for threatened species, and language dealing with economic interests was removed. Susan Holmes with the Endangered Species Coalition says further action is needed.
The regulations repair some of the holes, but still leaves some big holes in that safety net.
A change not being reversed is a rollback concerning critical habitat, and Holmes says that poses challenges for migratory species. She points to the comeback of the whooping crane as progress that could be derailed. Republican leaders are critical of the new revisions, saying crucial reforms are being tossed aside. Various industries have long called for looser regulations under the law, and if Trump wins the 2024 race for the White House, it's expected they'll make a renewed push to reverse Biden's changes. Holmes says Congress can help mitigate this back-and-forth cycle by boosting funding for the Endangered Species Act.
We are seeing a shrinking of the amount of wildlife that we have, and because of climate change and the biodiversity crisis, you know, wildlife are really having a hard time.
Other wildlife organizations suggest the Biden administration should have acted much sooner to restore protections. Before publishing the final rules, federal officials said they received nearly 500,000 public comments. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bowden.
Bo Ryan is now a Hall of Famer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Wisconsin Badgers head basketball coach Bo Ryan is headed to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ryan coached collegiate basketball around the state for 32 years. He's one of a dozen new inductees, including Vince Carter and Chauncey Billups, in ceremonies to be held in August. NBA basketball tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks host the New York Knicks. The Bucks trying to break out of a slump. They've now lost 5 of their last 6 games. Baseball, the Brewers couldn't get enough runs across. They lost last night at home to the Seattle Mariners, 5-3. Pat Murphy and how Gary Sanchez did behind the plate. While catcher William Contreras got the night off, Sanchez working with lefty pitcher D.L. Hall.
Behind the scenes, I thought Gary Sanchez did a great job. First day catching, I thought he controlled the tempo. I was really pleased with Gary. Made a great throw to throw a guy out. Terang, great tag. I'm not going to criticize our offensive approach. It's early in the season. We've got 4 guys that are basically rookies in there. Some guys that, you know, are just getting started.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see showers around the area for your Sunday. Breezy southeast winds will gust up over 30 miles per hour at times as highs top out in the upper 40s. Tonight, shower chances continue. It stays breezy. Overnight lows in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like it's starting to pick up today. When I was driving up here to Salem, New Hampshire, the drive typically takes me about 35 minutes from Boston, but today it took me nearly 2 hours. So it seems like people are already starting to hit the road. Nearly 32 million people live in the path of totality, but 5 million people are expected to travel to view the eclipse. So picture 71 sold out football games ending all at once. That's what the Institute of Transportation Engineers is comparing the traffic to come Monday once the eclipse ends. And since the eclipse is on a Monday, AAA tells me many people are making a long weekend trip. So tomorrow is expected to be the busiest travel day.
Don McLean.
There she was behind the counter when I saw her. She took me by surprise. 10 years had passed since our brief encounter when I got caught with the sun in my eyes. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. On that hot summer day, she blew me away in a total eclipse of the sun. I went there to buy a Christmas trinket. I never thought I'd confront such a face. The way she said goodbye, who would think it would haunt me in this holiday place? It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. She rolled back the years to the pain and the tears of that total eclipse of the sun. July back in 63, she sent my world crashing down around me. I learned to fear what a woman can do when she's tired of listening to you. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. She shot her gun and watched my blood run in a total eclipse of the sun. Was flawless, her clothes were tailored, she smiled with holiday cheer. Back then I was poor, but now I was rich, and still I stood frozen with fear. It was a total eclipse. eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. That girl burned me twice, turned me to ice in a total eclipse of the sun. She invited me to her folks' summer home, and when I got there, she told me goodbye. I stayed the next day, but she stayed away while the sun burned a hole in my eye. It was a total eclipse of the sun. Total eclipse of the sun. There was no doubt, I was blacked out in a total eclipse of the sun.
America's biggest solar eclipse in 100 years will happen this Monday afternoon. Here to talk about it is astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Colin, I am so excited. I am shaking like a little neutrino. What's happening on Monday is a once-in-a-lifetime solar event. Imagine, if you will, 2 minutes of total darkness at 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. Suddenly, the sun's magnificent corona is visible to the naked eye. Animals will be bewildered. Birds will sing their bedtime songs. And I will be in the middle of it all, observing, experiencing, naked.
Wait, I'm sorry, you're gonna be naked?
Naked, of course. I must experience it fully. I have big plans, Colin. On Monday afternoon, I will take time out of my normal routine of pointing out the unrealistic parts of the new Planet of the Apes movie. And I'm gonna drive down to Clayton, Georgia, a city within the exact path of totality. Once there, I will remove my clothes and anoint myself with the Georgia red clay. And then I will carefully place items around me that derive their power from the sun. A solar battery cell, a solar calculator, and 1,000 raisins. And then... then I will do a ritual dance in honor of the sun god Ra. And then, right before the eclipse, I will look up to our mighty sun and whisper, "Ravage me!" It's a monumental event, Colin. I trust you'll be there to witness it.
I mean, I'll go outside and take a look, sure.
You'll take a look. While you're at it, why don't you just bend my mother over and play Connect the Dots?
Okay, come on, Neil.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you gotta see this.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning through till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary.
Out in the morning, out on the job,
work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll.
Good Lord above.
Frankie Lane, huh? Frankie Lovecchio.
Taking stock of what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? The things I've got will keep me satisfied. Checking up on what I have and what I haven't. What do I find? A healthy balance on the credit side. No diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Sometime the same time, together. Doris Day.
Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon.
And you listen up good, Earthquake. You want to do a little shimmy shake and try to steal my thunder? Well, what you gonna do when the solar eclipse runs wild on you? Come Monday, all of America will be covered in eternal darkness.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard the eclipse is only supposed to last like 4 minutes.
Which is gonna feel like an eternity when you're staring at me through a shoebox. Well, you listen to me, you pathetic excuse to make the moon exciting. If you thought I was done after one earthquake, just wait until you feel the aftershocks. Oh, yeah, brother. I hit it, I quit it, and I redid it. Oh, what was that I just heard? It's another book falling gently off a shelf, baby. Earthquake strikes again. Foo! You got nothing on the chaos that I will bring. And people think that they are ready with their little special glasses? Well, most of them are fakes that they bought on Amazon. Their eyes are mine, and their dogs are gonna be extremely confused for a couple of hours.
Well, I made the dogs confused too. But I'll make them think it's night, sucker.
See what good it does, yeah.
Hey, remember, don't look at the sun through a colander. It won't do you any good. In fact, it might strain your eyes.
From 1883.
Cy Oliver. With Francis Albert.
Well, east of the sun and west of the moon.
Sometimes it's the same thing.
We'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, crazy moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way, dear, living on love in pale moonlight, just you and I. Of the sun and west of the moon, dear. East of the sun and west of the moon. Just you and I forever and a day.
Shining, my heart is shining just for you. Under the sun, you can see the trees are growing under the sun. You can feel the breezes blowing under the sun. You can see the trees are growing far beneath the trees are you and me. How I love you, how I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, saying under
the sun,
for a dream our hearts are praying under the sun,
under the
tender words my lips are saying for a love we know will always be.
Beautiful, but under no circumstances should you look at it. We recommend using a homemade camera obscura fashioned from an ordinary shoebox and paper towel tube. This was supposed to be pre-made.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Where's the end of the freaking tape? Forget it. We'll do it next week.
The eclipse is today.
There's an eclipse when I say there's an eclipse!
First.
Hit the road, you big load!
North Yemen in 2027.
We have totality, people!
We'll be talking about this together for years.
Must warn you, any stress could increase the blood pressure in Marge's eyeballs, leading to what we call Tex Avery syndrome.
Wolves are taking all our women.
Sammy Davis.
I heard the front door closing softly as I wakened
sleep with the last touch of her lips, Lord, like a whisper on my cheek.
Next week, more of our Oscar madness, songs that didn't even get nominated, songs that did but didn't win, and songs that did win. That's part of our feature on the Music of the Stars. More music now, up until high noon, stand by for CBS News. Sisters next up on the Music of the Stars. Songs about old Saul. When it's gone, we'll miss it.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear, near to the sun in the day, near to the moon.
Predicting eclipses for thousands of years. It is a breathtaking and even overwhelming thing to see the sun just vanish in the middle of the day. Mara Theodore is in the path of totality at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where tens of thousands of people will gather tomorrow. Tomorrow, Samara, I can't even get my words straight. We're so excited about this.
Oh my goodness, Janae, here in Indianapolis, the energy is palpable. Folks are already filling the streets, the hotels, the restaurants, all in hopes of seeing this total solar eclipse. And it's not just the city of Indianapolis that's going to get a view of this celestial, beautiful, spectacular event. one of the most critical components to a great viewing of a total solar eclipse is the weather. Here in Indianapolis, temperatures will actually be in the 70s around that time, and we're expecting some clearing, so that's good news. It's not the case, though, for our friends down in Texas. So let's go ahead and start at the beginning of this pass. So it drives through Mexico, and then we anticipate it to hit Del Rio, right? As it makes its way.
It ended when you said good.
Of the stars, Skeeter Davis.
You come, wash away the rain.
you come, won't you come? Till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Music of the Stars with Paul Anka.
Kiss, kiss me, hold, hold me, kiss me, hold me, kiss me, hold me.
And Marilyn Monroe. Thanks for being part of our program.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And
sadness in the world. Goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
The Stars. Thanks for being here, everybody. All the friends who've been with us since, well, 1992, the Music of the Stars. I say this in closing. Keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
Because you're always in.
Next week, 7 to high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.